This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Taliban delegation has traveled to Moscow and held talks with Russian officials Friday, a week after the United States abruptly called off a year-long peace dialogue with the insurgent group over U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. AP's Julie Walker.
The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has warned that India's recent actions concerning the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. He also indirectly criticized some Muslim governments that either openly supported Indian actions in Kashmir or hardly said anything at all. Kashmir is India's only Muslim-majority region. In August, after India changed its laws on Kashmir, ending the territory's special status and depriving the region of relative autonomy, the ambassador of the United Emirates in Delhi issued a statement in favor of the move. A Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and other farm goods. More from Zaria Shackley.
Soybeans were the biggest U.S. export to China before Beijing halted purchases in response to President Donald Trump's tariff hikes. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in this sprawling conflict of trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October.